Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. The 71st UN General Assembly starts in New York today. On the agenda, a sideline meeting between President Obama and Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko. More on that coming up. Also on his way to New York is North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho, and his country last week shook the world literally and figuratively too when it conducted its fifth nuclear test. Now, earlier today, American bombers streaked over South Korea in a show of force to people on both sides of that border. What does North Korea really want, and what, aside from war, can get them to back off? Daryl Kimball is here. He's executive director of the Arms Control Association. Daryl, welcome to The Takeaway.
Good to be with you.
There's a long history here, of course, of international sanctions, deals with North Korea that have been broken, some inspections. What's going on here with the incentives that international sanctions and isolation aren't deterring North Korea right now?
It's painfully obvious now that a sanctions-only approach vis-a-vis North Korea is not effective enough. North Korea is not integrated into the international economy like Iran is. The same sort of sanctions approach that worked well to change Iran's calculations are not going to work quite the same here. Plus, China is not necessarily willing to press those sanctions hard enough really to make it count. So we're in a different situation here, and what's missing from the equation is engagement with North Korea. We have not had effective negotiations with North Korea's diplomats in many years.
So you said that the situation with North Korea is different from Iran. Iran had billions and billions of dollars tied up in the world economy that it wanted access to. That was part of what brought them to the table for the nuclear deal that was struck with Iran. What does North Korea want then that this type of engagement would be effective? Would it be a deal that could look something similar to the Iran deal, even if the details are different?
Well, I think in vague terms, it might look similar in that there has to be a win-win formula for both sides. So what might the North Koreans be interested in if they sat down with regional powers? They are concerned about their security. They have long worried about U.S.-South Korean military exercises. They are also very interested in integrating into the international economy. And Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, does understand that there are severe limits to his country's economy unless they do get some foreign investment. So in the long run, he is interested in easing the isolation or ending the isolation of North Korea.
Well, as we just mentioned before, North Korea's foreign minister, Ri Yong-ho, is on his way to the UN. And the North Koreans don't always go to the UN. They often skip it. Can we read anything into this, that he's on his way to the big world diplomatic meeting? Does that signal an openness to negotiate, or am I reading too much into it?
We'll have to see what he says. He could offer us an olive branch, or he could be thumping his chest. The North is quite proud of this latest nuclear test. It could be a trip to New York and the United Nations to signal defiance to the international community, or it could be sending another signal, which is that they are open to negotiations, but on slightly different terms than the United States has been offering.
It seems like a situation that's going to take a great deal of nuanced leadership and patience and not impulsivity on the part of the Americans.
I think that is a fair statement. I think it's also going to require patience and persistence. It's also going to take a lot of courage as well as nuance. I just think that it is an essential part of U.S. strategy. It's not been a key part of our toolkit over the last several years, and I think that's one reason why we've not been more effective. The other problem, however, is, you know, the North Koreans have advanced their program, and it is going to be much more difficult to convince them to ratchet back their program, to roll back their program.
The world will be watching for signals from the North Korean delegation at the UN this week. North Korea has just conducted its fifth and most troubling nuclear test. Daryl Kimball, executive director of the Arms Control Association. Thank you.
Thank you.